Three Peeps in a Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the bonus show of Three Peeps in a Podcast. And it is Bristol City 4, Northampton 0 in the 90th minute. And I am shaking with excitement. Matt Withers is here with me. Matt, how are you feeling?
Like you, I mean, we literally just said off air. I can't recall the last time we've played football like that. And yes, I know it's lower league opposition, but you can only beat what's in front of you. But it has been a delight to watch for me, first whistle, even though first 10, 15 minutes Northampton were in the game. Yeah, it's been brilliant.
Let's track back a bit. Let's talk about the starting lineup. We expected a lot of changes. And it's the first time where I've seen 9 changes and been genuinely excited to see, you know, what the likes of Chris Martin can do starting. We had Bakinson starting from the...
Bakinson.
Toby and Brian having a bit of a disagreement there. Or Alfie Mawson getting a start. Any real surprises for you in the starting lineup?
No, other than I guess it was a bold lineup from Dean to make those many changes after Saturday, but I think it just shows, you know, he wants to look at the depth of his squad, and as you said, all right, probably Mawson, Sessegnon, Martin, Brunt coming on second half were obvious selections because of their fitness, but no, just great to see.
Yeah, so let's walk through the game. Not the greatest of starts, obviously, after 5 minutes losing Captain Callas to what we think is either a shoulder dislocation or a collarbone. And that was obviously a bit of a damp start for us, but grew into the game from there. And Northampton gave us a bit of a game, very physical, as they said in the commentary. But we sort of got used to it, rode it out, and towards the end of the sort of first half, things were starting to go our way.
Yeah, I mean, the only downside was obviously the Callas. It to me looked like a collarbone injury, which if it is, could be, you know, 8 to 12 weeks, something like that. But I think the upside of that, is a stupid thing to say, is that Mawson then was captain and put in a captain's performance. Tins said on the commentary he was bringing the ball out like Adam Webster, and he was. I mean, he was pinging it left, right foot, bringing, you know, into the midfield. So, you know, it was a good test, really, to see a Northampton side who were physical. I think I said to you, their press was really impressive to start with. So it was a good physical game. And again, Tins was in pain to keep saying it. This is a team that beat Cardiff 3-0 last week. So, you know, they're no mugs. They got promoted last year. I don't imagine them struggling in the first division because they seem to have some decent players. So, it was the right selection, and it was good that it was important, Patch, that they all stood up and showed that they wanted to be out there and fight for a place.
Yeah. Well, in the 15th minute, we saw a powerful run from Semenyo, which is something we saw glimpses of in the Exeter game. But Semenyo tonight just looks almost like a complete striker. Such a turnaround from his cameos of last season.
I think I said last year I didn't think he was going to be good enough for us tonight. That there's absolutely no way I'd be sending him anywhere. Yeah. I think he looked, well, you said it, a complete striker. He was my man of the match. His movement, I was told, and I don't know how much truth there is in it, but I was told that in a game he came on as a sub, I don't know who it was against last season, but he was told by the coaching just to run around and make problems. He now is on the pitch, and he seems to know what he's doing. His goal at the end, which he more than deserved, but he won the ball by chasing it, then he knocks it back, and then he carries on with his run to pick it up. Yeah, outstanding for me, and looks a physical specimen as well, and is a different player. You know, Tin said he was back to what he was 18 months ago. I've not seen that Antoine Semenyo before.
That is like a new signing.
Yeah.
Eliasson took a free kick, hit the upright, cracking free kick.
He's
going to be vying for, you know, Patterson, Brunt. We've got some real great set piece takers now.
Yeah, we have. I hadn't seen that in Nicholas's locker. I thought the keeper
might not have had a chance.
Well, no, that's right, because Patterson seems to be on a lot of them. you bring Liam Walsh into the equation as well. Liam Walsh is a dead ball specialist.
Mm.
So it was a cracking free kick, and you know, and you said after the game, Padge, an impressive performance from Nick. I know he didn't have a lot to do defensively, but it gives you an option. We don't know how long Jager Silva's going to be out. So it gives you that option, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, and as we said, the first sort of 30 minutes, Northampton were in the game, and it was then we started to see us sort of turning the screw, getting those extra chances. Semenyo had a chance saved in the 37th minute. And then on the 39th minute, that's when Casey Palmer had that drive forward, laid it into Semenyo, and he put it away, but it was ruled offside.
Again, you know, for those that watched it, Tim Mann called it perfectly. You want Casey Palmer in and around that edge of the box, and you know, sort of 10, 15 yards out. He literally ran through, and almost without looking, he just knew there was going to be a run there. Mm. And Semenyo had just gone a fraction offside, but his finish was brilliant.
It was.
Finish with real aplomb, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's great to see. And that will come. You know, Zizou and remember Kodja a few years ago, they so often caught offside.
Yeah.
And it's just having that connection with the players, making the pass and know when to make the run.
Yeah.
And that will come over time. Just want to call out as well, in the 41st minute, there was a cracking pass from Chris Martin, where he must have hit it, I think, with the outside of his boot and fanged Sessegnon on the wing, who we haven't mentioned yet.
Yep.
And he grew into the game as well.
Do you know what? Throughout the game, we were sort of, well, I'll be honest to say, I was saying to you, we haven't seen Chris Martin. We haven't seen Chris Martin, but it was because I was thinking it was Adam Nash. but it was an absolute world of your pass. And you kept calling it throughout the game. I mean, he was a proper championship striker, wasn't he, Martin? Mm. Everything, you know, I love Famara. I hope he stays. But the difference between Famara and Chris Martin is that the ball goes into him and it sticks. Yeah. And I don't know how many times tonight, a dozen, maybe a slight exaggeration, that the ball got played into him and he would play a little pass back on, you know, and it set us up.
Just doing those simple things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he continued to have an impact throughout. Then on the goal, first goal, 42 minutes, Eliasson breaking down the left, crossed it over, Semenyo heads back, finds Chris Martin, and Chris Martin did really well to just get his head above the defender's head and pop it in the net.
Yeah, physically strong. He knew where to be. I think if you look back, I think Semenyo just gives a little nudge on defender to give himself some room, which again shows how he's developed. He's got that nous now, championship nous. You know, and I'm not... All right, it's a couple of games we've seen from him, but he is a different player. But yeah, Martin knew where to be. Great header, and their reaction as a squad with that goal, I think, tells you everything you need to know about Chris Martin and how popular he is already.
Absolutely, yeah. Almost at the end of the first half now, but we just quick mention to Zach Viner, who had a lovely strike. Bakinson laid it off, and I think Bakinson or Backinson, we'll call him Tyreek.
You could sense the look then, couldn't you?
Tyreek, I think, half expected the ball back, but Viner had a lovely strike, and Viner, there's a few occasions tonight where he didn't hold onto the ball or made an incorrect pass, but that would have given him a bit of confidence, and seeing him having that strike just adds another angle to his game.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great strike. Again, didn't know that he had that in his locker. He likes to play a diag, then he's quite adapted to sort of that long sort of diagonal pass. But, you know, I've been critical of Zach, and tonight a few times I called out to you, didn't I, that I felt he lost perhaps a bit of concentration, was a bit sloppy. But I will say he did far more things right tonight than wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not going to criticise the guy. I think he was great. And as you said, that shot could... A yard out of sight, it was a goal, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and one we'll talk about for years, you know.
Yeah, very much so. Into the second half then, and continued to turn the screw. We went from third to fourth quite quickly in terms of gears, and it was on the 48th minute that Bakinson, lovely little lofted ball over to Semenyo, into Palmer, who rounded the keeper with confidence and scored. So it's great for Casey Palmer to A, get the chance, B, take the chance, and C, get a couple of goals.
Yeah, I love Casey Palmer. I've said from the start of the season, I would be building my team around Casey Palmer. Again, you know, it's you have to look at the opposition. I know that, but he did so many things tonight that you just see the ability the guy's got. He has to produce it, and in fairness to the fans who don't rate him, and there's been a lot even of late that have said, you know, we'll get rid, we'll get the money back. Look tonight, that is what Casey Palmer can produce, and he can do that. You know, it's not just about League One opposition; he can do that against anybody, but he's got to want to do it. For all of, you know, the goal that he scored, or the two goals he scored, in fact, three, wouldn't it? Because I don't think it should have been disallowed.
Yeah.
What impressed me the most was his work rate patch. He made four or five really, really good challenges to win the ball back. You know, once or twice, maybe after he'd lost it. But I thought he was superb tonight.
And when he's got that confidence to do the flicks that obviously don't always come off, but we're just watching a replay there of Semenyo's goal where... He did a no-look pass, and then he did a drag back into the path of Semenyo to score his goal. Lots of twists and turns, and obviously he is a flair player, and that's why people find him so exciting.
Yeah, he is. He's the sort of player that you pay your money to watch when he's on this form. He didn't look a happy player last year. Who knows why that was? Dean Holden's obviously got the best of him. When you see him play like that tonight, I defy any City fan to say we should be getting rid of him. Because that sort of player is what we want to see. But he's got to prove, you know, he's got to do that week in, week out, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he's not going to start Saturday, and rightly so. You know, he probably will start next week in the Villa game. But he's got to keep putting those sort of performances in.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a great shout from Tinian on the 53rd minute that his advice to Holden would be, after three wins on the bounce, to take it now, just quit.
Walk away.
So, not there. 60th minute, we saw Bakinson come off, which when we knew that Brunt was coming on, I think...
Well, you called it.
Thank you. Yeah, you called it. I said I'd bring Bakinson off now. To have him rested, ready, because I think he will definitely start on Sunday.
Yeah.
And probably in place of Masengo for me. But we saw Chris Brunt, and we were delighted to see that his debut delivery on 67 minutes was a good one.
we're both sat here going, you know, we're all desperate to see this left foot in action and just how good it is, because Tins had been playing him up as well.
Yeah.
And it was. I mean, you know, quality. And again, he showed what he's been brought into the club for, that he has the professionalism, the quality.
Level head.
He didn't waste a pass. He did not waste the pass.
Absolutely.
It was good to see.
It'll take a while for us to get used to seeing him in a red shirt.
Yeah, well, because you're so used to seeing him in a
black and
black
white.
Black and white, blue and white, whatever colour West Brom playing.
Yeah, and equally the same. Must be weird for West Brom fans that we'll see clips of him playing in a red shirt. It's strange.
It's like we've said, Patch, that the true fans of Derby, the true fans of West Brom have said, you know, you've got players on your hands with Chris Martin and Chris Brunt. And it's good to see. We've you know, a credit to Lee Johnson as well, but Lee Johnson would call out time and time again about a Barry Bannon type player. You've got two there in Martin and Brunt.
Absolutely. So we saw, you've spoken about the header that was disallowed. I think, if anything, it was Semenyo probably potentially impeding the keeper.
Yeah, I don't think he did, but you could see why the linesman gave it from his angle, but we could see that the ball was kind of past the keeper before he dived, really. So.
Yeah, exactly. On the 70th minute, our Nostradamus moment from a few months back was realised when Taylor Moore became captain. Alfie Mawson came off.
Yeah, we've been banging that drum, haven't we? It's good to see. I mean, you know, hopefully Thomas Callas's injury isn't bad, because you would have him in there. And I'd love to see, you know, again, Zach played very well tonight, but I'd love to see Taylor Moore, Callas and Mawson.
Three potential captains at the
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. All three will do that. But also, not so much Thomas, but certainly with Mawson and Taylor, they will bring the ball out. So it was good to see. And he came on after whatever it was, 10 minutes, whatever, and didn't put a foot wrong, did he?
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, because to come into the game after sort of 5 or 6 minutes, I think it was, for Taylor Moore, of probably not expecting to get on till at least the second half, if at all tonight. Absolutely inspired performance from Taylor Moore. Didn't really put a foot wrong that I can think of. Mawson was rested. I think you got a good 70 minutes out of Mawson, which is great.
Yeah.
And you would expect him to definitely start now with Callas coming out.
You would, and I think that's why 70 minutes, they took him off, wasn't it, so that he is going to play again on Sunday. Mm. So, yeah, he was superb. You could see that was a £20 million player, wasn't it? You know, it was really good to see him put that kind of level of performance in.
Yeah. There was some great link-up play in the last 15 minutes between Sessegnon, Palmer and Semenyo. Some really good stuff. There was a great cross across from Sessegnon. Probably a little bit too much pace on it.
You might have got your head on it that way, but not me.
Yeah, yeah, more luck than judgment. But just get your head on it. You never know where it's going to go. Yeah. But yeah, that Semenyo just sort of heading over. And that continued really for the last 15 minutes. It was just total showboat, wasn't it?
It was a joy to watch, wasn't it? And yes, of course, Northampton's heads will have dropped in. They made some changes, to be fair to them. They kept going. You know, probably the only thing you would say is Max O'Leary, we didn't see anything of Max, did we? That's slightly unfair because I think on the ball, his distribution was very, very quick and he did come out for one cross, didn't he, that he had to sort of dive out on and did really well. But yeah, I mean, you know.
That's a difficult one here because he's got a clean sheet.
Yeah.
But he hasn't had to make any worldly saves.
No, absolutely. Sessegnon, Patch, I thought was excellent. Again, probably they saw that first 10, 15, 20 minutes out when Northampton were all guns blazing. And then lots of players then grew into it, didn't they? Mm. Sessegnon grew into the game. Backinson grew into the game. You know, obviously Mawson was there. But Casey Palmer then, you know, it was being called out again on the Robins TV. He needed to be further forward. Second half he was. And everything went through him. You know, I'll go back to what I said at the start. I can't remember seeing that good a performance against any opposition, and we've played lower league opposition in the last couple of seasons. Mm. It was superb. It was a joy to watch.
And as Tinian kept saying, that's the team that beat Cardiff.
Exactly, and they did. They out muscled Cardiff. And you know, whatever league you're in, you can have all the skill, and you've got to earn the right to play. Mm. And we did that. You know, we battled. We took a few knocks, as in with Callas. But you know, they earned the right to then go out and play. And the second half, you know, Northampton must be really glad it was only 3 minutes injury time because it could have gone on to be five or six because, you know, you said it, we were showboating a little bit and, you know, could have perhaps been a bit more controlled. But you would struggle, I said to you, pick your man of the match.
Very hard. I think we both, in the end, settled on Semenyo.
Yeah.
But equally, Palmer was probably up there as well with his two goals and assists.
You called Eliasson, you know, his assists. Mawson for those 70 minutes was superb.
Mm.
Sessegnon grew into it. Backinson again.
Adam Nash as well.
Adam Nash was...
He was everywhere, wasn't he?
Admittedly, he was. But then that's because, admittedly, it was Chris Martin that I was looking at as well. But Nash put in a performance tonight where he didn't overplay.
Mm.
He did the things he should be doing and his link play and his running. But again, I think it's easier when you've got a focal point like Chris Martin that you can play the ball into and you know it sticks, you can move off him. But the movement of the ball from side to side, and when we did then start to go down the channels, there was only one team in it, wasn't there?
Absolutely. We've spoken about the Semenyo goal, which obviously was a great bit of link up with Casey Palmer. And then the last goal, I think it was a cross from Brunt with Casey Palmer knocking it down, heading it down.
Yeah, Martin... sort of went for the header, it was just over him, and Casey just managed to, he controlled it.
A bit like Callas's goal on Saturday.
Yeah, great control, and then slotted it in into the back of the net. He was unfortunate not to have got a hat-trick. He had another shot, I don't know if it was before his goal or just afterwards, where again, really good, clever link-up play, and he hit a shot into the side netting. And you know, the more I'm talking about it now, probably Casey probably should have got man of the match. But again, Semenyo, I'm looking back at Semenyo from last season.
It's a
different player.
You know, it's two different players.
Yeah, his physicality. There was one bit near the end where the Northampton defender went through on him and he was on the ground and he kind of got up in that movement where he puts his head into the defender.
Mm.
I love that. It shows it wasn't wasn't over the top that it could have got him booked or anything. No. It just showed that he's grown into a man.
Mm.
You're looking at potentially a player that can have the kind of influence that Tammy Abraham had on our division in that season. He, you know, and I go back to it. It was his movement for me. off the ball, his work rate from minute one till the end. It was just an all-round striker's performance.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty frightening. We've seen two very different 11 in the last five days, and both, you know, could equally be the starting 11, couldn't they? It's very exciting times to have such a squad depth.
Absolutely, and you know, we've not talked about some of the players that obviously are injured, because you know, Jay De Silva would come into that team. Joe Williams, you've spent the money on him, would come into that team. We all want to see Liam Walsh in that team.
Joe Morrell,
absolutely. And Joe must be kicking himself. He's got international duty and then an injury at the wrong time, because Tyreek's come in. And he might not have got that
chance.
Absolutely not. I think he would have probably gone on loan.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's coming and he's taking it. And that's what you want. You want players to come in, earn the shirt, keep the shirt, and then other players have got to step up to it.
Yeah.
I think the difference for me tonight, Patrick, you know, again, forgetting the opposition, is Andy Vyman and Jamie Patterson aren't midfielders for me. They are
So for you, it's one or the other.
I wouldn't play both. And you know, you look at the fluidity tonight. Backinson comes in there. Probably Patterson comes in. It will probably be for Casey. But you know, I'm playing Nash over Vyman the weekend.
Yeah, it makes sense. But Vyman for Lee Johnson was a player that if he was fit he starts. Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see what Holden does.
He probably is one of the first names on Dean Holden's team sheet as well. I mean, he was just captain in the Exeter game, wasn't he?
But yeah.
I don't think we. All right, again, the last 20 minutes it was a different game on Saturday, but we were so overrun. Hannah was doing so much work, and I think a large part of that is because Jamie and Andy Vyman are not natural midfielders. And I think there was a better balance in the team tonight because of the shape that they had. So, but it's I called it the weekend. It's a nice problem to have, you know. You want players. And yes, he probably needs to get a few more players going out. But on the strength of tonight, you're not letting Casey Palmer go anywhere.
Well, I don't see how...
You're not letting Adam Nash go anywhere. And Nash was the one I was saying after Saturday.
Yeah.
He'd probably be the one I'd let go. I just wouldn't.
I don't see anyone on that pitch tonight that you'd be happy to let go.
Yeah.
I mean, defensively, with the injuries we've got, you can't let any defenders go.
Yeah.
Midfields, obviously, we've got a couple of players out we're not likely to see for a little while yet due to injury. So, and strikers, obviously, we've got...
Yeah, and,
four.
And you know, all right, so you let, and I don't think they will now, but you let an Adam Nash or a Casey Palmer go, but what happens if Liam Walsh or Joe Williams break down, or Joe Morrell break down, you know, 2-3 games into a comeback? You're in a situation again where you're struggling, so you want that competition for places, and if you can get a team that gets picked tonight and comes in and performs like that,
We've said we pretty much need to close the door now. No more in, no more out. But with Kalas, if that comes back as a 3-monther, then I think we need a centre back.
Got to get a centre half in, and of that ilk. And it's not easy. I think most clubs in the land want a centre half that's, you know, but
maybe Ashley Williams. We call back on him.
Yeah, I mean, reading between the lines, that one does look as though, you know, he's got other options in. I think he's moved back up to be near his family. But you would be looking at, yes, Tommy Rowe can play there. Yes, you know, obviously Zach's been playing there. You get one more injury, you're then in real trouble, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, obviously Tommy Rowe's the only one that's flexible enough to come in and cover that role.
And I don't think any of us would have seen Tommy Rowe playing as a three.
No.
No. So credit to him. And again, he came on tonight, didn't put a foot wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if it is a long term one, you know, as in sort of 3 months, then I think you would have to look at a replacement.
Cool.
And the same maybe with Jay De Silva. We don't know how long Jay De Silva's going to be out.
No.
If that is, you know, he obviously had I don't know if it was a shin or tib fib sort of problem last year, but if it's the same injury and it's the same length of time they're talking about, you've got to be looking at a recognised left back, I think.
And we did say as well, that's maybe why Chelsea let him go for £2 million.
Could be, yeah. I mean, yeah, the medicals are that stringent now, you'd like to think not, but there's obviously a weakness there if it is the same injury. Yeah, but
terrible luck.
Absolutely. Touch wood it's not, and he's back within a week or two, but you just don't know.
Yeah, okay. So the big question is, Sunday, 2:00, Stoke away.
Yeah.
our starting 11. We're bringing Bentley back in, are we?
I'm going Bentley, yeah. Yep. I think you'd have to.
Bentley's coming back in. We're assuming Kallas will be out injured.
Yep.
So that leaves us with Moore, Viner and Mawson the back. That
picks us off.
Does Hunt come back in for you? For me, he does.
Do you know, it's a difficult one, isn't it? He's played well and he's got his assists. I like Sessegnon tonight.
Yeah.
It'd be unfair to drop Jack Hunt, I guess, because he did well Saturday. Either way, if I'm being honest, I'd go Sessegnon.
Okay, right. We'll disagree on that one. And then on the other side,
left back. Left wing back.
Left wing back. What are we doing with that? Because we had Eliasson today.
Yeah, who was there Saturday?
Blimey, is it Tommy Rowe?
I don't know if you did. He start Tommy Rowe Saturday. I don't know. Yeah, I think he must have done. Yeah, he must have done. Yeah, he did. I go Eliasson.
Yeah, he didn't do. He had a great game.
I know he didn't. We both said it. He didn't have a lot to do defensively, did he? But
and he was a lot, and he was given a lot more freedom to roam forward in against this opposition.
But
maybe
if we want him to sign a contract, then almost what better. You know, and again, I
also
like
seeing him on the left as well, and cutting in.
That's his natural. I said all along, that's why we're playing. He's left footed. I like to see players play on their natural side.
Yeah.
That's an option, isn't it? So, I would go Eliasson.
If it's a way of getting Eliasson in the team for what he can do, I think if it works, great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely Eliasson. Yeah.
Okay, so Eliasson. Then the three in the middle.
We know one. We'll agree on one.
So we'll go for Tyreek.
Tyreek, yeah. So Tyreek in that holding.
Yeah, and then it's probably gonna be Patterson or Vyman and Naj. We say.
So I would be going Patterson Naj. I think he will go with Patterson Vyman.
Okay.
I think Dean will stick with those two.
So Patterson and Vyman.
I think he will.
And Bakerson.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I don't think it works. Those two.
And we're away from home. Not that really means much anymore. Yeah, but
you want players who are natural, you know, in their positions, which I know, right? Eliasson isn't a natural wing back, but you know he can play that. I would be going Patterson. It's difficult to drop Jamie, isn't it? Because he's scored. You know, he's back on fire.
Yeah.
It's harsh on Casey after tonight's performance, but I would be going Patterson and Naj.
Okay, up front, Semenyo and Martin started tonight, but for me, it's got to be Wells and Zizou back in. Come on, what you got?
I'm going Wells because he's a goal scorer,
yeah.
And we've paid $5 million or whatever.
You're a bit worried about Zizou in the contract.
I am. Yeah, I am. I'd like, you know, you called it earlier on with Aubameyang. Hope it's a similar situation. Do you know what? The last couple of games, I can't drop Semenyo. So
okay.
I'm going Wells and Semenyo.
Wells and Semenyo.
Yeah.
Blimey. He wouldn't have thought it.
No, you wouldn't have. But I'm such a hypocrite because I would have sold Semenyo. Naj was being loaned out the weekend. But just on tonight's performance, I just, you know, if he's fit, I think he it was such a good performance. So right. And Famara for 60 minutes Saturday didn't do an awful lot, did he? And it might be the contracts on his mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to throw my toys out the pram if it is Fan, because I do like
him. I think it'd be Wells and Zizou.
If Zizou
doesn't have a good half,
he
could be pulled off at half time.
But it's, do you know, for me, Patch, I think, again, the difference tonight was the fluidity and the movement. You don't get that from Famara in the same way. And, you know, he does,
he puts his work in,
but, you know, Semenyo, he's a proper runner, isn't he? But Martin has got that ability to lay people in. I'm happy and it shows the strength and depth there, doesn't it?
It's very exciting times. Yeah. I said at the start, I was a little bit shaky. I was a little bit, I can't quite believe we've put Northampton to the sword tonight. Yeah.
And you're going to get that with you know lower league opposition, but this was a good side. They physically not you know they weren't a good ball playing side, but
first
20, it was a good
25,
test.
30 minutes.
Yeah, their press was excellent.
Could have gone either way.
Physically strong, you know they only needed to get a corner, a set piece routine, where they got some out of it, and then they'd have had something to hold on to. But I just thought our movement tonight was excellent, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's the sort of game I could go back home now and watch on replay where I enjoyed it that much. Yeah, yeah.
But we're talking about the importance of the Carabao Cup for us as a team with 2022, maybe even more potential first teamers.
Yeah, because
it's the only way they're going to get a game.
Frankly, most of those tonight probably won't start Sunday, and therefore Dean can be saying to them, yeah, I'm not going down to start Sunday, but you're starting Wednesday against Villa, Premier League, live on the TV, you know, Carabao Live or whatever it was. That's a great incentive for them, isn't it? I'd be disappointed if I was some of those and not being on the bench the weekend. If I'm Casey Palmer and I'm not on the bench, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who else would have not sort of been on there the weekend, but it's a nice selection problem to have, isn't it?
We can certainly see now why Smodics has gone.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he may well have come on off the bench tonight or something, but he's the one that probably wouldn't have got a game consistently.
No, you're right. And you know, again, you look at it and you've got Callum O'Dowda not fit. You know, was getting man of the match in his last international game.
Yeah.
You know, probably Callum is now in a position where he's battling for a place.
We haven't really spoken about him, have we?
No, but he's battling for a place with Jay De Silva, with Nicholas Eliasson, and potentially Tommy Rowe, you know. So, but that's what you want. I think you don't want a squad of 35 players, absolutely, but you do want a squad of 24 players, you know, quality players in quality positions. That you lose someone like a Jay De Silva or a Callas, you've got an Alfie Mawson, you've got a Nicolaisen to come in there.
As soon as let's hope we continue in the Carabao Cup, beat Villa next week. If we don't, there's going to be a lot of unhappy players, isn't there? Because they're not going to get that chance.
You're right. I mean, games will come. It's going to be different this season. So I think the squad would need to be utilised more anyway because of games coming as quickly as they are. But yeah, it's important to keep the run going in the Carabao Cup. Villa last night, Watkins, who I love as a player, played well. Jack Grealish was outstanding. They didn't have an awful lot else, though. I wouldn't be overly worried about Villa. Yeah. And especially if that team
And who knows if they're going to take the Carabao Cup seriously. Well, did we say Southampton didn't?
Yeah, I mean, it would look like it. I mean, certainly they did last night in terms of, their star man Grealish was playing, and you know, the likes of Watkins, Mings, you know, they did have a decent side out, but also they're not going to be physically demanding like Northampton were, so it should be a really, really good game. You know, it should be an open game, but you know, we've been watching football long enough. The team Saturday put in a performance for 60 minutes which was pretty dire. Tonight, you wouldn't have expected that team to have put in that sort of performance. And as I say, it was a joy to watch.
It was. It was absolutely fantastic. Okay, so that's we've spoken about Sunday. Let's talk a little bit about Zizou. Do you think we should be not just giving him what he wants because we don't know what the demands are, but do you think we should be bending over backwards to try and get him to sign a contract?
Again, it's one of those. He's your player of the year. He was a top scorer last season for us. I know Naki Wells got more goals, you know, from his season. But he has improved massively. If he goes, now, you know, the talk in the weekend was, I mean, it got denied, but Dijon,
wasn't it?
Dijon for $3 million. I've been to Dijon, lovely place.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Mustard.
No, didn't buy any mustard for me. But $3 million, you know, was the figure being quoted. Again, you don't know how much truth there is in that. But if you want to sign a player with his ability, you're looking at $5 million.
And
unless you get a lucky youngster like a Tammy Abraham.
Exactly. And the ability that is still growing, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, I've been lauding Semenyo tonight. Semenyo will have a dip. You know, he probably won't be in the team for you know, every game or anything like that. So he's going to be in and out, he'll have a dip. So we can't look at it as saying, well, we don't need to replace because we've now found Semenyo.
Yeah.
You know, fans were, when we were talking up Tyreek, fans were sort of saying, oh, hang on, you know, this is too early. And of course it is. You know, we weren't saying that he was Marvin Elliott, or we said he has that look about him. He has the presence. He's got the physicality. Tonight, what I liked about him, he was a little bit more, you didn't see him as much. You know, and maybe that was because he only had 20 minutes and the game was open. But tonight he went about his business really, really, you know, he did the simple stuff.
Yeah,
and
he methodically. Did
exactly that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, for me, I think, you know, you don't, he's not going to be on the same wages that probably a Kalas or, you know, probably Mawson even because of, you know, with whatever we're paying from a loan.
Yeah.
But he should be up there because he is, you know, he's earned the right, really. Mm. So I hope that...
We're doing all we can.
Yeah, and with what Dean's been saying, he's had the right discussion. So you hope that it is something that within the next week or two, you know, will come to fruition. And Gregor sort of highlighted tonight in his comments that, you know, it shows with Aubameyang just how long some of these things take to come to fruition. So, yeah, I would absolutely be looking to do what we could to keep him.
Good stuff. Okay, just a quick shout out to Ben from Robins on Tour. You've been collaborating with other people.
Yeah, Ben Mead has been the great little YouTube channel. So please, you know, have a look at it. Robins on Tour. He's got some great interviews already with the likes of Sean Feed the Goat, Tin Man, Scotty Murray, he's. He loves Three Peeps. He's always commenting. So yeah, he's asked me if I'll do a couple of previews with him. I'm sure Patchy would like to get you involved as well.
If he can afford me, actually. Well,
I come cheap, look, but yeah, no, it is. I mean, it's great to see a youngster.
Pleasure like to Ben. Do it, Ben. If selected,
yeah, yeah, it's great. It's great to see someone like Ben really absolutely taking interest in
that. Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. So yeah, I think we will leave it there. Can we just quick shout out to Dean Allen, who joined us on the last bonus show. It's great to have him on, and he is doing a show about the South Africa World Cup in 2010 and the legacy it's left, which you can see details of how to get tickets on our Twitter page and also on Facebook as well. I think it's it only works out sort of £4 or £5, so please do have a look at that on Sunday at 5 p.m. So a couple of shout outs there. Thanks to everyone for listening, and we will be back on Sunday evening.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Pat.
Cheers, guys.
Home, warm smiles, crashing burn.